This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An apparent Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, has killed apparently the number two political leader in Hamas, marking a potential significant escalation of Israel's war against the militant group and heightening the risk of a wider Middle East conflict. Saleh Arouri was the most senior figure in the group killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. His killing risked provoking major retaliation from Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah militia. Hezbollah and the Israeli military have been exchanging fire almost daily over the Israeli-Lebanese border since Israel's military campaign in Gaza began. So far, the Lebanese group has appeared reluctant to dramatically escalate the fighting. A series of powerful earthquakes has hit western Japan, leaving at least 62 people dead now. Rescue efforts continued Wednesday to get out those trapped beneath collapsed buildings. Officials are warning people in some areas to stay away from their homes because of a risk of more strong quakes. Aftershocks continue to shake in Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas 2 days after a magnitude 7.6 tremor slammed the area on Monday. Japan is frequently hit by earthquakes because of its location along the Ring of Fire, an arc of volcanoes and fault lines in the Pacific Basin. A large passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway of Tokyo's Haneda Airport and burst into flames. Officials say 5 people aboard the Coast Guard plane were killed. All 379 people on the Japan Airlines flight got out safely. The head of the Transport Civil Aviation Bureau says a collision occurred when the Japan Airlines Airbus landed on a runway where the Coast Guard aircraft was preparing to take off. This is VOA News. Officials in Ukraine say the country's two largest cities were struck by Russian missiles that killed 5 people and wounded at least 130. With the war approaching its 2-year mark, the Kremlin has stepped up its winter bombardment of urban areas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the capital of Kyiv and the northeastern city of Kharkiv came under attack early Tuesday. The barrage included Kinzhal missiles that can fly at least 10 times the speed of sound. Extended Russia's escalated attacks on Ukraine that began Friday with its largest single assault since the war began in February of 2022. At least 41 civilians were killed since the weekend began. South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations top court alleging that Israel's military campaign in Gaza amounts to genocide. The filing and Israel's decision to defend itself at the International Court of Justice sets up a high-stakes showdown before a panel of judges in the court's Great Hall of Justice. The case will largely drag on for years, or likely drag on for years. At its heart is the 1948 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, which was drawn up in the aftermath of World War II and the Holocaust. The convention defines genocide as acts such as killings committed with intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is appealing a decision by Maine's Democratic Secretary of State that he cannot be on the ballot there because he violated a constitutional ban against people who engage in insurrection holding office. The Republican presidential candidate's appeal to Maine's Superior Court came Tuesday, and he's expected to soon appeal a similar ruling by Colorado's Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court. The nation's highest court has never ruled on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The U.S. Supreme Court is likely to have the final word on Trump's eligibility in Colorado, Maine, and elsewhere. New research shows thousands of women in the United States have stocked up on abortion pills just in case they need them. The demand peaks when court decisions might threaten access to the medications. The research was published Tuesday in the Journal of Yama Internal Medicine. The authors looked at requests for abortion pills from people who were not pregnant to Aid Access, which is an online telemedicine service. Advance requests were highest following the May 2022 news leak that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.